Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. It's interesting that I spoke to Trish from Vietnam, who's part of the organizing team, I suppose, of the double foreigner season. And she said, make sure that you talk about the Muli in terms of experiences. It was interesting because as I listened to the Muli yesterday, last night's Muli, I was listening it from that angle. What are the experiences that I can extract from what Bab is saying? In fact, it's always interesting to listen to Mulis from that angle. Finally, you have to translate what Bab is saying to us into our own world, into our own experience, our own reality. And so first of all, I think the best thing to do is to ask you what you experienced. There won't be time to listen to you, but you can think about it. What did you experience listening to Baba's Muli yesterday? What was the main highlight for you? What brought out some joy or some love or some deeper feelings? What happened for you yesterday? Think about it. Because I'm going to ask you to share at least one point with the person next to you. Try to find someone who speaks your language. And what was one thing that touched you deeply yesterday? It could have been something Baba said, or maybe even a gesture when, you know, he wanted to embrace us all. What happened for you yesterday? So share with the person next to you for a few minutes, 3-4 minutes. What touched you? What moved you? What reminded you? You shouldn't need to consult your notes. But sit near someone who speaks your language. Okay, one more minute. Okay, just make your concluding comments. Wow. I took from the Muli 6 core experiences that are worth remembering. We have to be very aware that Baba, you could probably take any Muli, Avyakt or Sakha, and if we put it perfectly into practice, we would be probably karmatit very quickly. And especially because we're reflecting on yesterday's Muli, where Baba was reminding us that his coming actually means our birth. We have two births in the same body, this physical one and then a spiritual one. And because Baba comes and offers to teach us and to instruct us and to guide us, not listening, no translation, what language? No están escuchando, quieren aumentar. El grupo español no está escuchando, eh? Sorry. So let's see if we can invoke Baba's power. Yesterday, probably the main thing for me, the main awareness that we have to develop, it requires us to feel that we have a right over Baba. And what makes that difficult is a lack of self-respect. What the lack of self-respect does, it robs us of the sense of a right over Baba. And we hear this point so many times, that I am the Master Almighty, I am the Master Almighty Authority, Baba is the Almighty Authority, I'm the little version of that. That's what Master means, Mister and Master. And so, theoretically, I have access to the same powers that Baba has. Just imagine how you would feel if he's always by your side. What could happen? In fact, if we get into any situation where we lose ourselves a little bit, it's because we've forgotten that Baba's the Almighty Authority. He comes, and in any murli we can see, he speaks with so much authority and so much right. He has the right to teach human beings. And human beings don't have that right. Even he said today, brothers don't give the inheritance to other brothers, or yesterday. But Baba has the authority over all of us. So just, I'm going to turn these experiences that I've identified, and they may be different from the ones that you've identified, but I'm going to change them into sort of a meditation, if that's okay. So, all of us sitting, there's no one else in front of me. Nothing else in front of me except Baba. Nothing comes in between. No one. Not even myself, not even any difficulties I may be having. They are put to the side. Because nothing is more important than my relationship with Baba. And as I think of him, he's present. Actually, always present. If I want it to be like that. Baba's never very far. But he is there shining in front of me. On one side, his His authority is because of what He knows. He knows me. Much better than I know myself. He knows everyone. And because of what He knows, He never gets confused by anyone or by anything that happens. He's solid, stable. Unchanging. He's my ultimate reference. So I just stay in front of Baba. I may be aware of the subtle form of Brahma, but I know that behind that is the ultimate source. And Shiv Baba is just radiating His power. Almighty means all powers. So, how do I feel? Just open to receive that power. First of all, the knowledge, power in the form of knowledge that gives me power over matter. Gives me power over my past. Whatever sanskars are there, they are subject to that power. And Baba's power gives me a full charge. So let me just enjoy being charged by that power in the form of knowledge. Light, in other words, and power in the form of might, strength, spiritual strength. And this helps me understand what I could be as the Master, Almighty Authority, the little form of the Almighty Authority. So just as Baba was radiating in front of me and charging me with light, with the light of knowledge, and with the might of spiritual power, Baba was helping me become that, so that now I can also just radiate into the world. The world needs what Baba has to tell them. And the world needs that spiritual power. So let me just, in silence, radiate that spiritual power and an understanding. It's my right over Baba that allows me to become the master form. In fact, that's what he wants me to be. And what's the use of being the almighty authority if he doesn't pass it on to us? So all of us together, masters, with a real right over what Baba knows and what Baba has as power. So just in silence, just enjoy that right. Just enjoy in silence being the master almighty authority. Ignorance can't remain. And weakness can't remain. Nothing is stronger than Baba, and no one is wiser than Baba. And he's given me that strength and that wisdom. The second experience that I picked up, it's connected with this. It's about having Baba as a companion. And Baba told us to never feel alone. Because Maya's continuous game is to try to separate us, isolate us. So Baba says, never feel alone. Look at the companion that I am, Baba would say. Maya tries to isolate us. And Maya even justifies that isolation so that we are fooled into thinking that we're okay. And Baba would say, but look, you've been following your own ego for 63 births. And look where it got you. So I have to understand that I need Baba's companionship. That means I need to learn to share my life and my activities with Baba. If there's any activity that I have that I can't share with Baba, then it's probably not something that I should be doing. So Baba will like to be in our company if I keep my thoughts pure, my feelings elevated. Baba said in the Mooli that his presence makes Maya powerless. What is Maya after all except the accumulation of our ignorance or false beliefs about ourselves and others? If there's not something I can share with Baba, my thinking even, Baba will move away. As he says, where there's pup, which is sin, there won't be bup. Bup won't be there, father won't be there. So it's a very subtle thing. Baba offers probably the greatest offer that he gives us is to be our companion. That's something that no human being can actually do. In some way or the other, they will let us down, whoever they are. They won't live up to the sort of ideal. And we model ideals on God. We have an idea of what's ideal because of Baba. What is the best friend? What is the best father? What is the best mother? What is the best teacher? What is the best anything? And it means that we have had that experience. It's such a sort of a strange thing that we get upset with other people's behavior because we want them to be better. And we want people to be better because we've tasted what is better. So Baba's there to go along with anything that we're doing. The word companion comes from Latin, which means the one with whom I share bread. Corn? Pan. Pan is bread. From Latin. So, the one with whom I share my day-to-day living. So, how much was Baba part of your day-to-day? After listening to such a Mooli, and how can we make that more? Baba's present, make it more present. So if Baba's there, Maya can't be there, we'll become powerless. If Maya's there, Baba won't hang around either. So let's just do an internal check now. How much of a companion really is Baba for me? Again, let's invoke Baba's presence, probably the subtle presence, that means Avyak Bab Dada. It's easier. Companionship means someone that I chat to, I share with. It's very difficult to do that with the incorporeal Supreme Soul, but very easy to do with the avyakt form. We have to organize ourselves to make sure that Baba as a companion is our default, the one that we default to. Something happens, I quickly mention it to Baba. Something I have to decide, I quickly ask Baba. So go in front of your companion now. Just if you want, you can see the avyakt face of Brahma Baba. But you know that behind that is the ultimate source, the one who's actually offering to be our companion. In fact, Baba, as a father, can be also a companion, just like in human living. The father can become the companion of his children. The teacher can also become the companion of the students, the good students. So what does it mean, Baba as a father and also my companion? Baba is the mother and also my companion. Baba, the teacher, is my companion. And companionship means that we're doing things together. That means service. Baba's asked me to help him in his service, so he becomes my companion in service. Can you imagine what would you call service without Baba's companionship? What is this? Dead, sort of lifeless. Baba brings meaning to what we do through his continuous presence. And this is the meaning of the combined form also. Baba is my companion. So just feel two things. How close do I feel to Baba? And how close does Baba feel to me? Of course, he's a very worthy companion, but am I a worthy companion for Baba? And as I bring Baba closer into my life like that, any illusions that I may have been feeding, any false notions or beliefs about myself and others, they can't continue. They have no strength in the face of Baba's companionship. Of course, all of these things are connected with each other. In the next experience, Baba asked us to do it, to offer up our waste thoughts like an akk flower. Even the name akk sounds a bit yucky, right? Akk. But we can do this. Baba's made the offer. Is there anything that I've been thinking about which would enter the category of waste or useless thinking? Have I been cultivating some useless thinking while I'm here? About anything, about anyone? Is it something or the other? Some doubt about yourself, about the future, about your center, about others, about whatever? Some worry. Worry, Baba will also put into the category of useless thinking, because there's an answer to every single worry. So just think about the things that you've been cultivating in your sort of inner garden. Any akk flowers there? They're probably nice flowers, but there may be one or two that are not so nice. Just think about it now, and all of us together, what in my thinking, my latest thinking, since I've come to Madhuban, it is still there that I could actually put in the category of useless thinking, or even negative thinking. That's a sort of a worse flower than a nut flower, I think. So let's all of us identify one thing, at least, that we could say that's not exactly the most elevated thought or projection or belief or understanding. All of my doubts about others should become compassion, right? All of my doubts about possibilities should become blessings from Baba. So as I offer the flower of waste thinking to Baba, what does he give me in return? What's the answer that he gives? So let's do it this way. Identify that particular thing that you could consider as a waste thought or a waste belief. Got it? Now, let's shine gyan onto that. What does gyan tell me about that? What does gyan tell me about karma, sanskars, my original state, my relationship with Baba and the world? Let me first of all clean up the thought using gyan. Since I'm still in front of Baba from before, the companion, the almighty authority, let me offer that idea or belief or thought. Having cleaned it up with gyan, and let's try to pick up what Baba, what does Baba see? Baba will say, but why do you think like that? Everyone has their role. Even if it's a disastrous thing, Baba will say it's a rehearsal. Baba's language is pure and correct. So what does Baba see when I offer the thing to him? And if I'm offering up the flower of waste thinking, what does he give me in return? What blessing does he give me? Thank you, child, for recognizing what you have to leave behind. But this is what I give you. So Baba gives us something to carry on with. Baba also told us to renounce the goat. The me. Me. Right? Me and mine. Probably any waste thought that we have, there's a me and a mine in it somewhere. So give the me and the mind to Baba and replace it with, as he said, I'm the soul and you are my Baba. Baba is mine and I am, and Baba will say you are mine. So that's the exchange that has to happen when we offer our waste to Baba. Change the eyes and the mice and see how pure you feel. This is the how clean the soul feels. How light I become. So just feel the Baba's cleaning up our thinking. Let's experience the power of the phrase Mera Baba. It's absolutely empowering. Not just Baba's mind, but I am Baba's. That's probably even more empowering. If Baba is mine, what else is mine? Think about it. What do I have access to? So going back to the beginning, the almighty authority is mine. The greatest companion of all is mine. The inheritance of all virtues and powers is mine. Because I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me, I become invisible. To strengthen all of the strands of the relationship makes the connection strong. It's not just one thing that connects me, it's many things. My whole existence for the whole cycle is connected with God. Anything that I've ever been that was great, I got from Baba. And anything that was not so great, I got from my own ignorance. So feel the strength of the connection. When I really understand my Baba, Baba's mine and I am Baba's, what does that mean in real terms for my life and for my future? And how much, as he said in the Muli, how much this consciousness of my Baba brings me comfort and peace. Comfort and peace. It means I've arrived. There's nowhere else to go, really. I've arrived. This is it. Search is over. All of these experiences are connected, and the next one, definitely, Baba talked about the flying stage. It means that Baba's taken me beyond the ordinary world. The ordinary relationships, the ordinary work. Baba's taken me to an extraordinary perspective. Which does not take sides, but is equally compassionate to everyone and everything. So, Baba's invited us to sit next to him in the subtle regions. Nice place to sit. And from there we see the world. We can see down below, far away, our own situation. The playing out of our roles wherever it is, in a center, at home, at work. It seems so far away from this seat sitting next to Baba. And I can even look at my own performance with compassion, with love, with understanding. So just stay there beyond the ordinary. There's nothing, and no one that can pull me down. The things of this world have lost their gravity because my connection with Baba is so strong. From Baba's perspective, there are no sides. No sides. Just one drama acting itself out. And whoever it is, that one is Baba's child also. Whatever it is, it's just a scene of the drama that happens eternally. So remaining beyond and the flying stage is to not be fooled by other interpretations. And the sixth experience, also connected, Baba said that fortune has to shine through our faces. So how shiny is your face? How bright are the eyes? The eyes that can see and understand what they see. The smile that nothing can wipe off. That's there because of the sense of fortune. How does a truly fortunate person look? That's me. There's so much behind that sense of fortune. There's the understanding of what it means, the understanding of what Baba has given me, and the understanding of his task, which has yet to be completed. The fortune of what I know. I know what Baba knows. So how fortunate is that? So let's just remain these last few minutes counting our treasures. And reflecting that through our face. So it's understanding an experience that reduces everything to the 3 points. I never stop being an incorporeal soul. That's my original form and state, that nothing ever changes. The other one, I reduce every possibility of happiness and peace and love and so on to the point that is Baba, the only source. There's no other source. Whatever Maya tells me, there is no other source. So I reduce my sources to one point, which is Baba. And the third one is to reduce all happenings and events to an eternal scene that is no bigger than a point. Finally, is nothing is bigger than a point. Neither me nor Baba nor drama. And that's the absolute concentration. So we're going to have yoga bhati now. I mean, we've already been doing it, but without words, so you can enjoy yourselves.
Thank you, Brother Ken, just giving us that opportunity to reflect and experience what Baba said. So thank you. So we're going to be having bhati now. Could those that are conducting, please come backstage. As we'll start bhati now.